Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. And if you're new to the show, you are catching us in one of our 100 in 100 days of podcasting. So this is one of our extra shows where it is real, it is unedited, it is just me sharing with you some things going on in my life, some little mini trainings, just some things that hopefully will add value to you and your life and your business. And today we're going to continue talking about strength finders. If you've been following me at all, you know I am totally obsessed and I totally geek out on strength finders. And I have a fun little story to share with you today. So let's jump into today's show. Okay, so as I shared, I totally geek out on strength finders. You probably have heard me talk about this before, that I took the assessment back in 2016 and honestly did nothing with it for years. The last few years, I got reintroduced to it and realized how powerful it really is when you dive deeper into it. And my husband, of course, has heard me talking about strength finders, or Clifton Strengths as it's now called. And I could not get him to take the assessment. Like, it didn't matter what. He just would not take it. And he's normally very supportive in everything I do. And, you know, we'll, if we're on a road trip or something, and, you know, the little silly quizzes in the magazines, I would always get him to take them, which he hated. So he just looked at this as another one of those silly little quizzes. So he just wouldn't take it. And even after my daughter-in-law, who was doing some coaching with me, she took the assessment. And then her husband, our middle son, who's in this, you know, military, special forces in the military, his job had him take it. And I thought for sure that would clinch it for Tom, that if the military is having the guys, you know, the special forces guys take it, that he would take the assessment. But no, he still wouldn't take it. And the three of us would be sitting around a campfire at night talking about strengths, and he still wouldn't take it. So I kind of gave up on him for a while. But again, if you've been following me at all, you know that I so strongly believe in it, and it fits perfect with my business, because that's one of the first things I do with my clients is have them take the Strength Finders assessment, because it helps guide us on what their natural strengths are. Because here's the thing, when you can align your career or your future business, if you're an entrepreneur, which I know a lot of you are, if you align it with what you're naturally talented at, what your natural strengths are, then you're going to love what you do. Doesn't mean you're going to love every aspect of it. I do not like every aspect of my job, but there's always going to be those pieces of it. But for the most part, it fills you up. It gives you joy. It makes you feel like what you're doing matters in the world. And it becomes one of these things that you don't even think about retiring from. Like, you just love it so much, you think, why would I even want to retire from it? Now, you may want to cut down your hours, definitely. I mean, that's my goal, is I want to be able to work 15, maybe 20 hours at the most. If we're out sailing and traveling, then maybe not at all that week. I don't know. I want the total flexibility to work how I want to work. And that's what most of the people I work with, that's their goal. It's not to retire completely. It's to cut down their hours, but to be doing something that they love to do so that they don't want to retire from it. To me, that's the new retirement plan, is to create a business that lights your soul on fire and makes you feel great about doing it and gives you all the flexibility you need so that you can enjoy your life, but still be making some great income and still have a lot of fun, but still be using your brain and your gifts and all of that. But that's actually a whole nother story, the whole nother podcast. I want to get back to my husband. So this weekend, I finally convinced him to take the assessment. And honestly, I don't even remember now what it was. We were talking about something. I was like, please, can you just take this? I really want you to take this. And he finally said yes. So Sunday morning, that was his on the schedule. He was going to take, he took the assessment. And let me tell you, he was, first of all, very skeptical. That's his word of it. Because again, he thought it was just going to be another one of these silly little quizzes or personality things that I've made him take in the past. But after he took it, it was so eye-opening. And we actually had a good laugh because one of the things we joke about is that neither one of us has, we say empathy, but really it's neither one of us has a lot of sympathy. Like we both came from those types of families that, and we've raised our kids the same way that you got to take ownership for you. Like, don't keep blaming everybody else for your woes, for your problems, all that. It's on you. So we don't sympathize with a lot of things. And I know that sounds kind of mean, but it's the truth. And we always say we have no empathy, which is not really the truth. It's the sympathy with two totally different things. But here was the funny thing. For his top five, his number three was empathy. And I kept saying that to him. It's like, I bet empathy is going to be on your top five. Because here's the one thing about my husband. He is one of the most caring souls. Like, he is a phenomenal son to his mother and to his father who has dementia and is in a nursing home, and his mother lives in a retirement community. He takes such great care of them. And he's so good too with our granddaughters and our grandson and with me and our kids. And I was like, you are going to have empathy. And sure enough, it was. But the other thing, so his top five were adaptability, consistency, empathy, responsibility, and maximizer. We both have maximizer, but other than that, it was kind of funny because most of those are at the bottom of my 34. So we're definitely opposites attract, and we keep each other, I think we keep each other on the best path because he likes routine. He likes to keep things neat. He likes to be orderly. And I've got a gypsy soul. I'm like, hey, let's go do this. But we both kind of have that spontaneity in us, but it comes from a different strength. It was very interesting as we looked at things. But after he took the assessment, he was like, oh my gosh, I get it now. It was like night and day. And that's what I really wanted to share with you today. The whole point is that he became a true believer. Now, for him, he realized that he is perfectly aligned in what he does. He is a battalion chief for a local fire department. And he has a great reputation. And as we read through what all of these top five mean and how they show up in life and at work, we're like, that's why you're so good at your job. So he is one of the lucky few. He's one of the lucky few that I think he was 3 years old, 4 years old, knew what he wanted to do. He was always fascinated with firefighters. His uncle was a firefighter. His dad encouraged him to go become a firefighter. And he did. And he excels at it. And, you know, as we looked at this, it was like, this is why you're so good at this. And so it was very enlightening to see that. And that's also why he's like, he loves what he does. I said, this is why you love this still after, he's been on 34 years, I think, this year. And he is planning on retiring in a few years, but like he's ready to retire, but he's not ready to retire. But it just made so much sense. Now, for most of us, we normally aren't that lucky. Like, I don't know what the percentage is. That'd be interesting to know. If anybody knows that, let me know. What is the percentage of people who actually knew what they wanted to be when they were younger and they're doing it and it actually is as good as what they thought it would be? Because I always thought I was going to be a teacher. I didn't even finish college because I realized into my teaching when I was going to school for teaching, I'm like, this is not for me. And I hear that so much, or somebody, you know, they get a degree and, you know, they start working the job and they realize, oh, nope, this is not what I thought it was going to be, or I'm not cut out for this. That's how most of us are. So anyway, I just wanted to share that I'm actually going to have Tom, now that he's a true believer in Strength Finders, on one of the shows, so that you can hear it from his own words, and we'll dive deeper into what those top five actually mean. And that is my goal, is I want to start really diving in with some of the different traits, the themes, so that you can start to understand what they are. And hopefully you'll be like my husband. If you've been skeptical about Strength Finders, maybe you'll be intrigued enough to go out and take your own assessment. And if you do, let me know, what are your top five and were you surprised by them? Because that was the other thing too. Tom was very surprised because command is very low on his. And he's like, but wait, I'm a commander. Like, that's what I do. But his command, his being in charge, shows up in the responsibility and adaptability. So it was kind of funny. And that's human nature too, is we always want to see what we're not. But it's like, no, you can't look at what you're not. You want to stay focused on what you are and get even better at it. But anyway, so that was our little weekend story of taking the Strength Finders for my husband and turning a skeptic into a true believer. So until next time, my friends, stay safe, stay healthy. And if you take the assessment, shoot me a DM. Let me know what your top five are. You can find me on Instagram, Sherry Miter. On Facebook, Sherry Miter, SHERIMITER. Or shoot me an email, sherry@sherrymiterco.com. And oh, one more thing. If you are intrigued about Strength Finders and you happen to listen to this beforehand, on Wednesday, February 24th at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am going to be doing a Facebook Live, a Zoom into Facebook Live webinar, where I'm going to share why I love Strength Finders, what it is, and how you can use it to get matched with your perfect career or to start a new business that totally aligns with your strengths. So if you'd like to join us, I'll put the link in the show notes, and you can just join the Facebook community or email me for the Zoom link. All right. Thanks, my friends. And remember, life is short. Enjoy the journey.